Now, the government's COVID-19 vaccination task force is to meet for a second time today. The meeting comes as Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly said a vaccination programme was unlikely this year, but could happen in early 2021. The task force has committed to providing a full national vaccination strategy and implementation plan to the government by the 11th of December. It's a tight deadline. We can talk now in relation to some of the issues that are arising in all of this with Dr. Dennis McCauley, who's chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, and also an MP in Dublin. You're keeping away from politics, Dennis.
I have been elevated, Brian. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, thank you for joining us on the programme. I know this is something you're following closely. GPs across the country are, because they're wondering whether it is they that will be called upon to lead, if you like, this vaccination programme, which may well be getting underway in the early part of 2021. What are the issues for you as GPs in relation to how this might all be rolled out?
I think the number one issue is there are three vaccines presently, Pfizer, Moderna, and the Oxford vaccine. If the vaccine is transportable in the cold chain, that's how we get our vaccines. If it's stable enough to be given out to GP surgeries, then I think we are ideally placed to be one of the main givers of this vaccine. But unfortunately, if the vaccine that comes to Ireland is not easily transportable, then it's a completely different issue.
But if it is, do GP surgeries, the length and breadth of the country, have the capacity to keep doing the work that you're doing already and take on this extra responsibility? We're talking about millions over the course of this programme, potentially, of vaccines being delivered, not just one, but I think in the case of all of them, they're a two-dose vaccine.
I think I've been on numerous programs in the past talking about the issues in general practice with actual capacity and the number of GPs, but this is a national emergency. GPs, this is what we do. We are particularly good vaccine givers. When it comes to our efficiency at giving vaccines, we can give several hundred in an afternoon, even up to 1,000 if it's necessary. So we are ideally placed, but also, I suppose from the point of view, regardless who gives the vaccine, we have the repository of the information as to who these people need, because who the people are who need the vaccines. Once you go beyond the healthcare workers, who will be number one, all the other at-risk groups and the population, the targeted population, we have the information to give for that. So we are ideally placed in that regard. And as well, we have to bring the public with us. I think if the vaccine's given by the local GP, I think people will be confident and they will be more inclined to come. I think there will be, naturally, everybody is keen for the whole country to be vaccinated, but each individual person has to agree that is going to be vaccinated, has to, in their mind, say, well, I'm going to have my vaccine today, and if my GP is giving it, I think I'll be more inclined to do it.
What about the question of prioritising? That's one of the jobs the task force will do. Health workers, it seems pretty clear, will certainly be a priority group. I presume that's something you'd support. And then there's a debate, isn't there, whether priority should be given to older, maybe more vulnerable people with medical conditions, or perhaps for those who are younger and are more likely to be out and about, because of that, more likely to pick up and spread the infection.
I think we don't have to reinvent the wheel. I think over Europe, I think the general consensus of the first wave tend to be the healthcare workers, the highly vulnerable people, and maybe vulnerability associated with age, such as over 80s. I think we've had a number of contacts from people with significant immune disorders secondary to things like bone marrow transplants. These people are, in my mind, the first type of person that should actually get it. So I think the first wave will be pretty straightforward. The first amount of targeted vaccination should be pretty straightforward, Brian. After that, then there is room for a certain amount of debate, but I think the first should be that grouping.
Very good. Dr. Dennis McCauley from Carndonagh in County Donegal, thank you for talking to us this lunch.